Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a deadly blast at a Pakistani mosque. Thousands of Shiite Muslims took to the streets across Pakistan on Saturday to protest a powerful bomb blast at a mosque in Sindh province during Friday prayers, killing at least 58 people, wounding more than 50 others, some of them seriously. The Sunni Muslim group Jundallah, a splinter group of the Pakistan Taliban, claim responsibility for the attack, the latest in a rising tide of sectarian violence in Pakistan. U.S. military says a coalition airstrike killed an Islamic State chemical weapons expert last week in the Iraqi city of Mosul. That news came hours after Iraqi Kurdish forces withstood and repelled a major attack by Islamic State fighters in Kirkuk province. Edward Uranian has our report.
Kurdish Peshmerga fighters exchanged volleys of automatic rifle fire with Islamic State militants Friday south of the oil-rich city of Kirkuk. The surprise Islamic State attack bore witness to the group's resilience despite a series of setbacks in both Iraq and Syria. Islamic State militants also detonated a car bomb inside Kirkuk in a failed attempt to break into a prison by breaching the walls of the city's police headquarters. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
And the negotiations with Islamic State militants and an attempt to save the lives of Japanese journalist and a Jordanian military pilot are at an apparent standstill today. People in both Jordan and Japan took to the streets Friday to call for the hostages' safe return. This is VOA News. U.S. prosecutors have charged a third American citizen in connection with last month's attempted coup in Gambia. The Justice Department said Friday that a 41-year-old U.S. resident with Gambian citizenship is charged with conspiring to invade a friendly country. On Thursday, another U.S. citizen pleaded guilty to charges relating to the attempted overthrow of President Yahya Jammeh's government. African Union called Friday for a regional five-nation force of 7,500 troops to defeat the rise of Nigeria's Boko Haram Islamist militants. The call for collective action came as leaders of the 54-member bloc opened their two-day annual summit in the Ethiopian capital, Addis Ababa. The U.S. and AU leaders are also discussing the economic recovery of those countries affected by the Ebola outbreak. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke to the assembled leaders.
We are seeing clear signs of progress. I urge the international community to commit more resources at this critical time. This outbreak shows the risk that fragile health systems pose for our interconnected world.
Worst outbreak of Ebola in history has seen nearly 9,000 deaths in a year, almost all of them in Liberia, Guinea, and Sierra Leone. Fierce fighting continued Friday in a strategic town in eastern Ukraine as a new round of peace talks between Kiev and Russia-backed separatists failed to materialize. And U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will be traveling to Ukraine next week. VOA's Pam Dawkins has a report.
The State Department says he will use his trip to Ukraine to highlight U.S. support for the country and its people.
We want to see the Russian direct support to the separatists, tanks, heavy weapons, rockets. This needs to stop.
European Union foreign ministers in Brussels have agreed to a six-month extension of sanctions against Russia and Russian-backed separatist officials. As the U.S. and its Western allies mull their next move in Ukraine, there's growing concern about the human toll of the conflict. The United Nations says since April, the violence has resulted in more than 5,000 deaths and left over 10,000 people wounded. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
U.S. Russian official has accused a leading rating agency of trying to turn tycoons against the Kremlin. Standard & Poor's earlier this week downgraded Russia's credit rating to non-investment grade for the first time in more than a decade. In remarks in Parliament on Friday, Deputy Prime Minister Igor Shuvalov said the goal of the downgrade was to push businesses to withdraw their support for the government of President Putin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1, the voice of America, VOA 1.
Everybody, Nick Jonas will appear in the upcoming U.S. TV show Scream Queens. So will Ariana Grande. It premieres this year. Here's Jealous on the One.
Yes. It's my right to be hellish. I still get jealous.
Aren't you sexy, beautiful?
I feel took a dive and on the way down I saw you and you saved me from myself. And I won't forget the way you loved me. And on the way down I almost fell right through, but I held on to
right here on VOA 1.
Thank you.
Ray McDonald with 5 Seconds of Summer and their new version of What I Like About You. That song came out in 1980, long before any of them were born. Hey, speaking of old favorites, disco pioneer Giorgio Moroder is working with Lady Gaga on her next album. Speaking with Pop Justice, Giorgio says he has 5 or 6 basic tracks already done for the project. Giorgio also says Gaga could turn up on his next album, 74 is the New 24. We should get that in just a couple months. Lady Gaga and Meghan Trainor are right around the corner, so keep it here on VOA 1.
Let's go to the beach, each, let's go get a wave. They say what they gonna say. Have a drink, clink, found a Bud Light. Bad bitch like me, it's hard to come by. The Patron, oh, let's go get it down. The sound, oh, yes, I'm in the zone. Is it 2, 3, leave a good tip. I'ma blow all of my money and don't give
a checking out that catalog. Can't believe my eyes, so many women without a flaw. And I ain't gon' give it up, steady trying to pick it up like a car. I'm a hit and I'm leaving that latch on to it until tomorrow, yeah.
Shorty, I can see that you got so much energy.
The way you're twirling up them hips round and round.
There's no reason at all why you can't leave here with me.
In the meantime, saying, let me watch you break it down.
Trainer on the one, lips are moving.
been what I've been trying to be lately. All I have to do is think of me and I have peace of mind.
Gavin DeGraw. So what's going on with Blink-182? On Monday, members Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker issued a statement announcing their split from guitarist Tom DeLonge. Tom responded by issuing his own statement saying he has never quit the band. Hoppus then told Rolling Stone that DeLonge has kept them waiting for nearly 2 years to make a new album, and he no longer wants to be in Blink-182. It all points to a very messy breakup. You can read details on my Twitter page, Ray on the Hits, at twitter.com. Coming up, One Republic, One Direction, and more on The One, VOA One.
I can't get these memories out of my mind. And some kind of madness has started to evolve. I tried so hard to let you go, but some kind of madness is swallowing me whole. Yeah, I have finally seen the light, and I have finally realized
Republic's latest album, Native. This is called I Lived on the Hits, VOA 1.
Hope when you take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you build a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. Say I did it all. I did it all. I only the second this world can give. I saw so many places, the things that I did. There was every broken. I live. Hope that you spend your days, but they all add up. And when that sun goes down, hope you raise your cup. Oh, I wish that I could witness all your joy and all your pain. But until my moment comes, I'll say, I live.
Thank you for finding us. We are VOA 1.
Up in NYC, and can I make it? Damn right, I'll be on the next flight. Pancake,
first class,
sitting next to Vanna White. Come on,
if you wanna go and take a ride with me, we three women in the four with the goatees. Oh,
many people straight out of the flow. Most said that I was a failure, but now the same motherfuckers asking me to do. And I'm yelling, I can't help ya. Yo, Nelly, can we get tickets to the next show?
Hell no.
For real?
Hey, yo, now that I'm a fly guy, and I fly high, wanna know why?
What?
Why I fly by? But yo, it's all good. Range Rover all wood. Do me like you should. Me good, me good. Maybe no stud. Wishing you was popping like we drug dealers, sipping Chrissy Bud Mac in. Honey in the club, me in the Benz. Icy Chris telling me to leave with you and your friends. So if Shorty wanna knock, knock in the diss, and if Shorty wanna rock, we rockin' the diss, and if Shorty wanna pop, pop in the Chris. Shorty wanna see the ice, then I ice the wrist. City talk, Nelly listen, Nelly talk, city listen. Wanna fly when I walk, pay attention, see the ice in the gliss. Stir, know they diss, honey's look, know they wish. Come on, boo, give me a kiss, come on.
If you wanna go and take a ride with me, we dream.
Oh,
play your role? Tell all the boys, I'll keep it low. If I say no, will you turn away or play me off? Or would you stay up? Don't move. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again. To me, but I can't let it go so easily. Not till I see what this could be eternity or just a week. We know our chemistry is off the chain. It's perfect now, but will it change? This ain't a yes, this ain't a no. Just do your thing, we'll see how it goes. Oh, don't succeed. Yeah. Dust yourself off and try again. What about the next day? You don't wanna throw it all away. Bugging on the first day. What about the next day?